This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. It seems like a lot of Colorado Democrats saw little reason to participate in this year's primary elections. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Just 36% of active Democrats voted on Tuesday. That's a big drop from the last two statewide primaries, and it happened in part because the party didn't have many interesting races.
I laughed when I opened the ballot.
That's Jess Noel Varvada. Her ballot was entirely filled with one candidate contests, so she left it on her counter for weeks. Then the Supreme Court's ruling against abortion rights gave her new motivation.
And it's just been sitting, and I was not going to probably turn it in, but after Friday, like, I can't not do my part, whatever that may be.
Democrats now face the challenge of getting voters engaged after a quiet primary season. Meanwhile, about 45% of active Republicans turned out, on par with previous years. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
In one close primary contest, Elizabeth Epps is the unofficial winner in the Democratic primary for a seat in the Colorado House. Epps won by about 1,000 votes. She will face Republican nominee Donald Howell. They're running to represent State House District 6, which covers parts of central and eastern Denver. Colorado water officials have released the blueprint of a new statewide framework for addressing future water uses, needs, and shortfalls. The plan was last updated in 2015. Since then, drought has worsened, the population has grown, and climate change is shrinking water sources. The Conservation Board will release a final plan next year. This is CPR News and KRCC.